Bombers and Rays at the Trop. Tampa Bay trying to raise their win total, but Road Warrior Zach Davies had other ideas. First, though, some offense. Orlando Arcia facing Alex Cobb in the third.
And Broxton breaks for third. He got a running start. There's a drive to the gap in right center. Here comes Steven Souza. Dives, and he can't get it. Broxton started going back to second base. He retreats to third. He rounds third as Souza bobbles the baseball, and Broxton will score, sliding into second with a double as Arcia, and it's 1-0 Milwaukee.
He comes home with a 3-2, strike three called, and it had the plate for sure. And Souza is fanned on what is Davies' first strikeout. Now the delivery, check swing, did he go? Strike three, said Adrian Johnson at first base. Echeverria doesn't like it, and from 3-0, coming back is Davies to get his man. Two down, and here it comes. Swinging a double play ball right to short. Here's Arcia to Sogard, one. The throw to first, double play, Davies is out of the inning. He's got Nevin to hit to the same spot pretty much all three times. He has a one-hit shutout through six.
Here's the 0-1. Popped him up. Center field, Keon Broxton to his left a couple of steps. Makes the catch, and the Rays leave them loaded.
The 1-2 pitch to Perez. Swinging a high drive deep in the air, left center field. Dickerson giving chase, looking up at the wall. Gone. Home run. Hernan Perez with the insurance run. It's 2-0 Milwaukee.
I think we saw this show yesterday, didn't we?
A little Groundhog Day going on. Swarzak looks at Miller with a leadoff second. Now the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball right to shortstop. Fielding it as Arcia. He throws to first to the Brewers for the second consecutive day. Have shut out the Rays. 3-0 the final on this Saturday night in St. Petersburg. And all the frustration palpable for the Rays as they have pitched well enough to win both games. And yet have not scored a run now in 21 consecutive innings.
Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash after the loss.
It was a long shutout ball game, but, you know, needless to say, the offense has gone a little bit quiet. Their guy mixed, kept the ball down. A lot of late action to the cutter, worked in his curveball, worked in, he pitched. You know, you don't always see guys like that. You don't see them very often that are just commanding to both edges, mixing, and he had a feel for every single thing he threw out of his hand and made it challenging. For us, I thought Alex Cobb, you know, grinded his way through six innings, one run. That's kind of funny to say because you'll take that start probably any day of the week. But Alex was, you know, probably not as sharp, but you know what? Credit him a lot for keeping it right there. We just couldn't get the big hit. We just couldn't get many base runners on. But we're going to be fine. We'll be fine. It's been a quiet couple days. You take these games, it's going to happen. Obviously, we'd like to get the offense going, but you know what? We got Arch on the mound tomorrow for a team that hasn't seen him too much. We expect him to go out and do his thing, give us a good start, and I think the offense will be itching to go against their guy.
A tough luck loss for Alex Cobb, who allowed just one run off five hits in six solid innings of work. Here's Cobb after the game.
Getting through six innings, one run, six strikeouts, I'd take that any day of the week. But going forward, you'd like to see some, you know, less stressful innings, smoother innings, quicker innings. Felt like we were out there on defense a lot. Felt like we weren't in the dugout very long. You know, their guy was able to keep their team off the field.
This series continues Sunday with Jimmy Nelson on the mound for the Brewers against Chris Archer for the Rays.